Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Afternoon, good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winroad II coming to you with the Ralph Winroad Show live out of Alaska. And going to cover some really important issues, hopefully to get people to understanding. Got the response back of rapper post-conviction relief in Minnesota. And I'm telling you, this the deep state, it is so corrupt. They just, I don't know, we're going to be going over that. Going to be going over again the Social Security number. Why do I need a Social Security number? That's important. People don't know. They don't have any idea. How would they know? They don't teach us any of this stuff. We go to the public schools, at least I did. And back when I went to a one-room grade school, and I mean, there wasn't anything political in it, but when I got to high school, they don't teach the stuff we need to be that needs to be taught to our children. And I didn't even heard of homeschooling. I don't know back then if that was a big issue or not, but back in the 50s. I keep saying you can't make it up. It's so shocking. It's just the evil is so deep. This deep state is right up next to hell. There are some good people in it, but I'm telling you what, there's so many more that are off on the other side of life, and they don't have a clue, and they don't want to know. And the ones that do know are just enjoying life like hell, like Obama and all these Tinseltown people, Hillary and Billy and all this pedophilia and this rapist stuff. This is just, it's pandemic, not just isolated. I got Senator Schaefer down in Georgia. She was following the, I was giving her information down there. And she had tracked down selling these children across over into Florida. Next thing you know, she's dead and her husband supposedly killed her and committed suicide. And nobody wants to investigate it. Hoo-ha. Sound familiar? get too close to these people, and you get the Hillary type situation, Hill and Billary justice, suicide by more than one bullet or whatever. I am glad, finally, that this thing for Hillary may actually make happen. Trump is calling for it at that Sessions. I thought he was going to be a good guy, but I'm of the opinion he is either a coward or something's going on there. He's got so much stuff he could be doing to clean up our deep state, and he's not doing it. Why? I don't know what's going on with him. I don't know what Jeff says. Is he a coward, or has he been threatened, or I don't know, because he's sit it on the record for not knowing to go after Hillary for any of this stuff. Hey, if we can't, if there's no rule of law at the top, our country's going down the tube. I saw a guy from, I can't think of his name, Judicial Watch, and he was quoting somebody, if we don't do something, our country's coming apart. It's going to come apart. It will go into history. There has to be a rule of law. This brings down republics. That's what one of the things that brought down Rome. Citizenship and the decadence was so deep, it finally just comes apart at the seams. You cannot rule on lies. I don't understand how people support liars. I don't get it. I just don't get it. There's nothing to be learned from a liar. There's absolutely nothing. And this is the father of all liars is the devil. Boy, I like that John 8:34-44. John 8:34-44. The truth is not in you. You do not understand my language. The father of all liars is the devil. I've lost friendships over that. They supported Hillary and stuff. And I said, what's going on here? And I just, there's no, you can't have an intelligent conversation. There's no facts. There's no anything. It's just, I don't know. The eyes and their ears are closed or something. I don't get it. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. You just have to walk away and move on. Well, we've got a deporting case in the FAA for Dave Gladden that's pending right now, which I'm going to get into probably the second hour. Got an extremely important case for Rappert. Richard Rappert in Minnesota, been battling those bastards for, I don't know, it's been over probably a year or so. I was flown up there, I think it's been about a year ago, I think in August, July and August, and had a supposedly a bench trial on not filing a return. And they even gave discovery that said there had to be an obligation on the federales before there was an obligation in any state income tax. Yet they don't, they said they go wink, wink. They provide this stuff, but then you bring it up and, I never saw that. And Rappert put me onto the bench trial. I was thinking trial by jury, and the big thing is any IRS case, requires term definitions, which is what we're going to get into. And you better be sitting down when you hear what this court said about term definitions in Minnesota. Any case that requires definitions of terms can never be tried in front of what we call a trial by jury. And people need to learn and wise up. Why would I admit to even sitting in a trial by jury with the law and the facts never come together? Never. They used to. Before our republic was overthrown, by and with yours and my consent, we did it, folks. Join up. Hey, whoa. Just take responsibility. Now let's fix it. But we got to understand it. Law and the facts never get together. Never, ever have a trial by jury, any jury that requires term definitions, because the people in there will be testifying to their general usage of words that do not mean what they think they mean in the law. And this is how we expose these liars, these demonic bastards, because they have given, I think the IRS has got 800 and it's either 841 or 849 term definitions in Title 26. Now, why do you think there is a use of term definitions? Why do you think they went to all of the trouble to say, and it is as far out, it is right inside, dog means cat. It's that foreign. Dog means cat. Oh, I saw this dog over here, this Doberman, yay! Wait a minute. The law says it's a cat. But the person testifies, he saw a dog. You think that might be a problem? If in reality it was a cat? And this guy thinks he's testifying under the penalties of perjury. I saw a dog. Really? You think that's far-fetched? Nope. Benefits. Private law. They're all tied together. And I'm going to have another shot at that, trying to tie these together. And by the way, if you want the show information, I'm started doing that. So I have it. Just send me an email at irs@alaskaminuteman.com. If you're on the IRS list, you will get it automatically. I have an IRS list for $250 postal money orders only. And I've got to get back to posting more because I still haven't got that homepage up. I keep thinking I'm going to get to it, but I haven't got to it. But you need to see the stuff, the real stuff. Don't take anybody's word for anything. And we need to be able to explain it with factual evidence and legal decisions and understand it. Most people can't do that. And why would they? They don't have access to all this stuff. And by the way, if anybody wants to get into doing some research on certain things, I have some other things that I don't put out because there's a reason for it right now, research documents. But if you have a particular statute, I may have some information that would be of assistance in researching out what's going on. And if you email me at irs@alaskaminuteman.com, I may be able to provide you some. If you're on the IRS list, to help you research out what you're trying to do. I got a lot of resources that most people don't have access to. And by the way, I am completely finished now with the ruling case law, which is 1929, the precursor to American Jurisprudence 1. It's a total of 30 volumes. And if you have Skype and you're on the IRS list, I'll give it to you for free. And if you're not, you're on the IRS list, I don't know, maybe $30 or something like that, $25 to take a DVD and mail it to you for my time to do all that. I'd rather not do that, but if you're on there, you can get that's amazing, and you're going to have AMJUR 1 in this, I don't know, 40, 50 volumes, First American Jurisprudence, done in 1938. These things are not readily available at all, and there's a reason for it. They reference them in today's research documents, RCL, you'll see R period, C period, L period, or AMJUR. Where are you going to find it? Go to the law library. Not many law libraries are going to have anything like this. Lot closer, lot more cases and understanding of how and why they did what they did to us than you will find today in the current AMJUR or Corpus Juris Secundum. Second. Anyway, if you got a particular issue, a particular government statute, federal statute, by the way, all the statutes at large are on the internet. They got that out of, I think there was somebody at down in Florida provided that to the Dan Metter group, and I think Beecraft must have put it up, or somebody put all this stuff up on the internet if you go look for it. So that's another thing. If you're going to get into research, you need to download all of these statutes. They're all there by year. Up to about, I don't know, 2008 or 9, somewhere along in there. So you can have it. You've got to have this stuff at your fingertips if you're going to actually be a serious researcher. So anyways, with that said, enough of the political stuff, because you can get that elsewhere at Breitbart and InfoWars and all that type of stuff. They got resources way beyond what I have in that world. I'm doing something that nobody else is doing that I know of with assistance of other people. And let's get into Rappert's case, Richard Rappert. They had him up for not filing returns, a return, tax return. that they gave research. Absolutely, there is no state income tax. Can't exist individual income tax without being piggybacked on a federal. They always have a place to put in the federal. Why is that? I couldn't figure that out. I thought that it was, I've seen the word piggyback in the Federal Register, which is we're being ruled by legal notice of the agencies and the president, by the way. The president files executive orders into the Federal Register for citizens of the United States, and the agencies file in their proposed regs and regulations into the Federal Register. We're being ruled by legal notice for citizens of the United States. And that's a fact. So, anyways, getting back to Richard Rappert's case, they gave the information. They ignored it all. Rappert was right on the putting in a judge. You need a bench trial because you need to attach the law to the testimony. And Judge Senyk, S-E-N-Y-K, boy, he did not like me. I was flown up there, and within the first little bit there, I shook my head, and he said, if you shake your head one more time, I'm having you expelled. I caught on real quick. I saw the thing. And they had an attorney up there that was dumber than a rock, man. I mean, there's a lot of these attorneys. I don't know how they got through law school. I have no idea. They are clueless. They're used to plea bargaining and just nonsense. They no legal abilities there to speak of. Anyway, he was found guilty on most of the counts, and he could have went that way for up to 40 years for filing a return. Well, the first question is, how do I have a return? If I want something returned, that means I had to give permission for it to be taken away in the beginning. You think? So how did that happen? Well, it's done by the old good old W-4. That, of course, is all for employees of the government, if you actually want to get down to it. But that's another side issue that is important, but it's under 6331. It's all for the federales and state employees and all those stuff. But it's really the real core issue of it. It's for the definition of for the employer, it's a benefit. It's a statutory benefit. Comes out of the Social Security Act. 1935. It is a benefit. And we're going to tie this in, the benefit part of this thing, hopefully, to make some understanding of how this stuff works. Because once you start to understand it, I go back to Esau. I thought that was really going to be amazing when I thought, well, why, this is Esau in the Bible, where he sold his birthright for some porridge and lentil beans, and his lineage and property and all that went down the toilet because he sold his birthright. No. These pastors don't want anything to do with it, and people can't seem to get the connect the dots for some reason. I don't know why. It's a whole way of thinking. There is a parallel system running here. It's deception. It's all made on lies. And it's made on, in America, the citizen of the United States. It's a fictional world. It's just like in the Matrix. You enter the Matrix and you're over on that side. So anyway, Rappert was found guilty and tried to get all these term definitions in. Why are term definitions used? There is a reason for them. There's a very legitimate reason why term definitions are used, because things would be somewhat confusing when they're writing a particular statutory law. So they put in term definitions, and they say this word or words, they'll put it in quotation mark, the term means, M-E-A-N-S, means. Now this is, I've got a module on that. I did not have that, unfortunately, when I did Richards. I hadn't found it yet, but I do now. But the Supreme Court, in many cases, Groman, G-R-O-M-A-N versus Commissioner, 302, U.S. 82, 1937, 302 U.S. 82. When an exclusive definition is attended, the word means is employed. Is there any doubt about what we're talking about? The exclusive. It is, because if you are using a statutory law, and at the end it says dog means cat, then you have to use and have that definition. Otherwise, how can you testify to what you saw? Back in a minute. Thank you.
past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here, and we have to understand the general concepts of the, basically, the Sodom and Gomorrah, the Babylon that we live in. This trial by jury does not exist today, of my peers, if you understand who you are. It doesn't exist. What trials do I have a trial by jury, and what trials would I not have a trial by jury, and why? Any trial that requires term definitions, you do not want to have a trial by jury. You want to have a bench trial. Now, Freddie Gray out there, he was Marilyn Mosby in Baltimore. She went black gal, black city, all Democrat, run. Yay! Well, that's supposed to be utopia, right? Well, she wanted to make some hay for herself, so she went after these cops that killed Freddie Gray, supposedly. They went for bench trials. Guess who won? The cops. Yep. Because the term definitions, they weren't guilty of using the term definitions, which could not have been brought up in a, quote, trial by jury. And they won. And they sued her. I don't know what the result is. I want to go back and see how that turned out. It was in the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. May still be up there. I don't know. Anything like a murder, yeah, you can testify to the facts. I saw Joe Blow over here. He had a gun, and he shot him and whatever. Yeah, because those are all based on common usage words. and evidence of my firsthand knowledge. Fine, that's a trial by jury, even though the jury is all kangaroo, because citizen of the United States has no country, a citizen of the United States has no domicile. It was made up to overthrow our republic before the 14th Amendment. It was made up in 1866, same rights as white citizens. For the Negroes, put it into the 14th, which was only prohibitive stuff. It's not affirmative, it's prohibitive, 13th, 14th, and 15th. Then, of course, 2 years later, Congress had an epiphany, and they said, oh, by the way, blacks, you ought to have the same rights as white citizens. You're equal in all respects. But, of course, they couldn't do that 4 years earlier. So, anyway, getting back to Richard Rappert's case now, he had a bench trial. The judge said, oh, yeah, we'll do the law there. There's no problem because it's a bench trial. Gets in there, and we have one woman says, I'm a withholding agent. Well, there's a definition for withholding agents. We think that might be important if she's testifying that she is a withholding agent. Well, then, so what is a withholding agent? Well, it's defined. It's in terms, it's 26 U.S.C. 7701A16. This is the constitutional side. They put a few constitutional things in these codes to give it the appearance of something that's going on. Why wouldn't Senek allow the definition of the term definition withholding agent? It's in quotation marks. It says, withholding agent, quoting, the term withholding agent in quotation mark means any person required to deduct and withhold any tax, under the provisions of, and it lists four code sections, 1441, 1442, and 1443, and 1461. Do you think it might be important if I'm acting as a withholding agent? She testified under oath. She had no clue. She said, I do not know what the terms mean. I have no inclination to look them up. I am not going to look it up. But I am here testifying that I am a withholding agent and I knowingly withheld money from Richard Rappert. And we try to get the definition in, a term definition. Oh, yeah, there's no doubt she's acting as a withholding agent. But it had a term definition. It said means for any tax. That's pretty broad, you think, and required to. And it lists the people, the entities that it can be done to. You think that might be important in a trial? Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible?
Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, well, we're back here. And so what is a withholding agent? Required to deduct and withhold any tax. 1441, non-resident alien. That's what it means. 1442 is a foreign corporation. 1443 is a foreign organization. And 1462 is a liability. It's a I can't think of the word. It just escaped me. But it's a you're going to be held liable. Let me just read it. Every person required to deduct and withhold any tax under this chapter. What's that? This chapter, non-resident aliens and foreign corporations, chapter 3, is hereby made liable for such tax. This is the threat they hold over employers. Government statutory is hereby indemnified. It's a hold harmless clause. Against the claims and demands of any person in the amount of payments made in accordance with provisions of this chapter, so they can be sued. Unless you are a non-resident alien, a foreign corporation, or foreign organization, and you're taking money out for any tax, you can be sued. And we're going to get to that. These cases just take a lot of work, though. Judge Sennick wouldn't let the definition in. he started, oh, no, we're not going there. No. Now, the M1 tax, M1 individual income tax form that's used in Minnesota has a place for federal income tax. Now, here's their excuse. This is in the post-conviction relief. See, who was the person that signed this thing? I don't know her name. It was some gal. Got a new judge. She's the Honorable Sharon Benson. Yay! Judge of the District Court. Why don't they ever put her in front of it, Judge Sharon Benson? Because she's not a real judge. The same thing, they put in a definition behind a PhD. Judge of, he's sitting in La La Land. Here's the excuse they use. Now, this is one of several that were really important in there. Boy, that judge, he had his heels dug in. It says right here, on the individual income tax M1 in Minnesota, there is a place that starts off with, I have to figure out what the federality's liability is. Now, listen to this excuse. I don't know what to say anymore. like I said, I don't know what to say. It's just, I don't know. oh, God. In various finding, defendant argues, let's see, you know, we met taxpayer, I got to start in the right place here. Concluded guilty. Oops, I got in the wrong place here. Let me get down a little farther here where it explains this. This is the thing about the taxpayer. There's a definition in there about taxpayer. Taxpayer in 7701, Title 26, 7701, it has a meaning. It says the term taxpayer means any person. That's defined. Subject 2 has a whole bunch of options. Any internal revenue tax. Now, how can I be required to fill out a Form 1040 or any flavor of that if I'm not a taxpayer? Because it says any person subject to any internal revenue tax. Any. So I got to be a taxpayer, right? Well, persons, individual, and corporations and all that other nonsense, trusts and stuff. Subject 2 has got a whole bunch of different things that have to be. You can be this, that, or the other. Those things all got to be determined. And then withhold any tax. Well, don't you think we ought to figure out also what type of tax it is? There's a Subtitle A, individual. Subtitle B is excise. Subtitle C is wages, of which, by the way, you cannot have a notice of deficiency. Subtitle D, which is excise taxes, which is like the built-in tax on alcohol. Subtitle E is ATF stuff. Maybe I'm making wine. I don't know. If these people don't even know the type of tax it is. And I'm supposed to be able to, required to fill out a tax, and they don't even know what kind of tax. And this is the experts that are testifying there, too. This is their excuse for the Form 1040 has a specific place before you can fill out a Form M1 individual income tax in Minnesota. Likewise, defendants argue he is not a taxpayer under Title 26 U.S.C. 7701 is meritless. Based on what? I just said it. Ipsy dixit pontification. Because I said it, it must be so. The trial court properly explained why defendant is a taxpayer under Minnesota law, which is relevant law in this case. Wait a minute. I'm supposed to be able to fill out a Form 1040, and I'm not a taxpayer, but under Minnesota law, I am. Okay, yeah, right. I got an IQ on the minus 6 side, but it gets better. Finally, the trial court addresses the argument that he is not required to file a tax return, properly concluding the defendant was required to file. Defendant's argument appears to be based on two faulty premises. First, to file a state return, one must file a federal return. Second, he is not required to file a federal return. as multiple witnesses explained. They didn't. Multiple witnesses did not. Judge Senek did. Minnesota tax forms require a person to fill out a federal tax form in order to complete a state tax form, but they do not require a federal return to be filed. Now, who in the frickin' damn hell would fill out a Form 1040 and not file it so we could fill out a state one? It does not say that anywhere. They just made it up. Pick from error. Why, if I could fill out a Form 1040, or a 1040, wouldn't I have to understand the terms? Wouldn't I have to be a taxpayer? You think? This is the stuff. I don't know what to say. It shocks the conscience. I am not a taxpayer, but I'm going to fill out a Form 1040. But I'm not going to file it because I want to be able to file a Form 1040 or an individual M1 in Minnesota. You see the disconnect in the total logic, the critical thinking. It's so far out there. There's no connect. I'm going to fill out a Form 1040, but I'm not a taxpayer. I have somebody that's a withholding agent, which, by the way, is not defined anywhere except in Title 26. Not defined in state law. And yet, the Minnesota says, we're using Title 26. They do a few modifications. Their Minnesota revenue stuff says, we're going to use Title 26. But no, taxpayer, we're not using that. No, we're not using withholding agents. No, we're not using the word taxable year. Except a couple of these are actually referenced directly to Title 26 term definitions. Are you starting to understand black and white, total, and they won't go there? Imagine having the audacity to think that I'm going to sit there, which Judge Senek says, oh, you're not a federal taxpayer, but you got to fill out the form, a Form 1040, but you don't have to file it. Where does it say that? Where does it say I'm going to fill out a Form 1040 and none of the terms apply? But I'm able to fill out the form, make all these calculations, so that I can put it into a, quote, M1 Minnesota individual income tax, which is only for a citizen of the United States or an alien lawfully admitted. That's 5 U.S.C. 552A2. 5 U.S.C. 552A2. That has application to every damn income tax, period, filed, individual income tax filed in these United States, in any state, any federal, that covers them all. Oh, but we just ignore that. Never happened. Imagine, can you believe that I'm going to fill out a form and not file it so that I can do another form and file it? This is supposed to be somebody that's learned in the law. This is so rottenly corrupt. I don't know what to say. Defies all logic. And they put it in writing and signed their damn name to it. With a memorandum. She didn't sign the end of the memorandum, but it was an attached memorandum. So I presume it's stuck with it, because it ties to an order. Not granting the post-conviction relief, which is sort of like a habeas, I guess, in their world. I don't know. How do you deal with something like this? It doesn't say any of this. They just made it up. Oh, you don't have to file it. You just have to fill out the form. But I'm going to be able to fill out a form that has term definitions in it, but I don't have to use those term definitions because I'm not going to file it. It's a cheat sheet. Really. Do they think we're that stupid? Yep. Have they ever been confronted with anything like what Richard Rappert's done? Nope. Nobody, I guarantee you, even begin to take these guys to task. Oh, but it gets worse because it's so preposterous. So now I'm going to fill out a form that I'm not going to file. So I can fill out another form and file that one. On a return where, oh, we don't want to talk about how the W-4, the form that required me so that the people supposedly could take out my money, which is a federal IRS form, not a state form. Oh, wait a minute here. Now, let's see. So the state is irrelevant, or the federal is irrelevant, but I'm going to fill out a W-4. Damn, I'm having a logic problem with this. I got to fill out something for the Internal Revenue criminals, but yet I don't have to file anything turn with them, but yet I'm going to figure it out on a Form 1040 so that I can file a state one. I want to say, what do you do? These people are just, it's flat out lying. It's like Hillary on her emails. It's like Hillary on the Russian. Whoa, it's all being debunked. There's nothing there. Yay. Oh, you betcha. Oh, God, that's just, I don't know what to say. Like I said, it leaves me speechless in these things because there's no semblance of any logic, critical thinking. It's all a flat-out lie. But it gets worse, if that's possible. How can you and I wonder why they made dictionaries. Do you think they made dictionaries so that you and I could actually understand when one person said man or woman, which we don't seem to want to use anymore because there's no difference anymore? God didn't create man and woman. He created it. Really? I don't think so. Why do we have dictionaries? To look up the meanings of words so that we, when I see a dog, I know what may not be the specific breed, but I know a dog from a cat. That's why we have words, so we can communicate. That's why we have dictionaries, so that we can have a conversation and know what the other guy, hopefully within some sort of things other than the feeling type nonsense, that they use, but that's why we have dictionaries. That's why we go to school to learn English in our country, except for all the illegals and all the other folks that have different cultures that don't want to learn our language, that don't want to blend in, but we ought to welcome all those bastards or barbarians, the illegals and whatever's into this country. No, we are a Christian nation. Get over it. It ain't Judeo-Christian. The Judeos don't believe in Christ. You can't have the first five books of the Bible and not believe in Christ, Bubba. That's not real hard to prove. Easy. But it's politically correct to say that. Terms. Why do we have terms? I have this whole module. It's the Supreme Court says that is the exclusive use. When you give it a new meaning, if it's used in that context, that's exclusive. It must be disclosed. How can I testify to something, to being a withholding agent, if I don't even know what the term means and I've said I have no inclination to look it up and I'm not even going to look it up? Well, what are you relying on that the stuff that you're doing for the 1099 and whatever? This gal says, I'm relying on QuickBooks. I got a computer and I know that it knows what it's doing. Can I bring it in and cross-examine that thing? You think? I got a computer that's based on fraud that has no intellect as to terms. It just uses them because the programmer said, this is what I'm going to do. Did that make it truthful? Can I bring in the programmer? Well, how are we going to get to the bottom of it? You see how ludicrous this stuff starts to be? You cannot have testimony if terms are involved. And I guarantee you, there's nobody out there. I can't do it. I don't know, maybe you can, that can fill out these forms. Because this form has a term embedded that goes to this one, that goes to here, goes to there. It's unbelievable. This stuff is all linked together. And how do you figure it out? because they say, well, this term is for this chapter. This term is for here. This term is for there. They defined state. They defined the United States. It all has all kinds of different meanings all over the place. How do we know? Because it's, oh, well, if I'm over here talking to this guy, the term, I walk across the street and I talk to this guy about a different thing. Oh, it has a different meaning over here. I'm supposed to figure that out? No. This is the Matrix. And when you start to bring this up, they cannot go there. But without Westlaw, you can do a lot of this research on the internet, on some of this. But I go in and I research out the terms. How can I have a trial by jury that is composed of terms that are not disclosed, of words or phrases? How can I testify that I'm a withholding agent? How can I testify that Rappert is a taxpayer? Back in a minute.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We're back here. And let's get into the terms, what they said about terms. Now imagine, you and I go into this thing. The Internal Revenue Code is extremely complex, as is any tax code. It's a code, like Morse code. if you don't know the dashes and the dots, you think you might have a problem understanding what's going on. This is called subordination of perjury. The judge knowingly sat there and refused to allow to see if the person testifying to term definitions of which they admitted, I do not know what the terms are. I have no inclination to go look them up. And I'm testifying that Robert is a taxpayer. I'm testifying that he is a withholding agent, that he has income, he has gross income, he has taxable year, on and on and on it goes. But I don't have a clue what the hell these words mean, because they've been given a whole brand new meaning just for taxing. Really? Now, if you want to get to, and I'll just kind of a saw, just to throw this into the thing, this is out of the Administrative Procedures Act. You ever hear, you haven't exhausted your administrative remedies? You ever hear that? All the time. Tax court is not a court. It's only legislative, executive. You have to exhaust your administrative remedies. Really? They passed in 1946 the Administrative Procedures Act. Procedure, not procedures. A Procedure Act. I have the congressional record explaining what they're doing. Now, they say they did it for subsidy regulations. That's the one that looks like law. It has what's called color of law. Looks like, but it's not. But it's for us citizens in the United States. But what is really important, congressional record, 1946, May 24th, page 5656, quoting, after a law, now they don't say general law, after a statute, a law. Law is a general word. Public law is not, we're going to give that next hour. After a law has been passed by Congress, before it applies to the individual citizen, there are about three steps that must be taken. Really? Before it applies to you and me, you see, Congress can't legislate directly upon us, citizens of the several states. First, the Bureau is business, by the way, having charge of enforcement, must write rules and regulations to amplify, interpret. They have to figure out to interpret what the hell Congress is saying. Really? And expand the statute that we passed. Rulemaking, we call it. Can you believe what this says? They must write rules and regulations to amplify, so we're going to blow it up. We're going to interpret. I thought judicial branches, judges, interpreted the law. Nope, guess not. And expand. They're going to make it go bigger if they do other things. We call it rulemaking. Second, there must be some procedure whereby the individual citizen who has some contact with the law can be brought before the Bureau, an agency, and his case adjudicated. Really? Tax court. It's like when there's no judicial. They've said so. It's not even a court. They admit it. 28 U.S.C. 610. They said it's not a court. Grisky case says there's no judicial in it. That's out of the third, the appellate court out of the District of Corruption, Columbia. Back in a minute.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN.